cool. So it's been, when did I first see you
about
guys?
A year. 15th of last year.
April. Man, really? Time has flown.
Look
here. Yeah.
The difference is a big change in him in a year.
Yeah? So tell me about it.
Oh, wow. It was like...
The swim team.
Yeah, the swim team. He follows directions. He waits. He still has a little... Gets anxious when the buzzer... Unless it's his turn.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you know, bites his hand. When it's his turn, he...
Still bites his hand a little bit?
Still bites his hand.
Yeah, okay. But not... Yeah. Gets a little anxious, but...
Is it... Now, how bad is the bite in the hand compared to a year ago? Is it the same or is it less?
No, it's easier. It's less. When he gets real anxious...
Sure.
Is when his... The hand biting. But he hasn't been... He went there for, I guess, a couple of months without even... doing it, and then all of a sudden he got anxious again. It might have been that time when I think it started back in when we were off of the official for a couple of,
right,
couple of months, actually. Mm-hmm. He ended up about 3 months without it, so, mm-hmm. And then that's what it pretty much...
Well, I gotta tell you, he's way more calm.
Oh, golly. Well, you know, you told us last year to get off the milk and the soy.
Right,
and
right.
After even before we got home, I saw another difference where he was even saying a couple more words.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then once we got off of everything else that he was on,
mm-hmm.
he saw another different change in him.
Yeah, because he was on one thing that he probably shouldn't have been on.
Exactly.
That was, I'm sure no one meant for it to be. What? Tell me about his verbal communication these days.
Oh, so much better.
Well, I can
so
already.
Better. I mean, he just, he speaks in more sentences.
Mm-hmm.
At one time.
Right.
I mean, and it's appropriate talk too.
Spontaneous and appropriate, uh-huh. Not scripting necessarily. Well, it's always hard to put a number on things, but what kind of percent improvement would you say over last year?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, whatever you think is fine.
60, 70.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Good. And obviously, we still have things we got to work on, but I'm super pleased.
Where was this time last year?
Oh, yeah. Well, even now, that we got him back, he had a swimmer get out of swimming, and he gets swimmer's ear.
Right.
He went swimming without having to be on practice. Well, since then, he hasn't taken the melanite or melatonin.
The melatonin, right. We talked about getting off of that, yeah?
He's off of it.
He's off of it.
And is he sleeping okay?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
See,
like a while. I mean, at least 8 hours. You know?
See, now that is awesome because that means that he didn't need it. First off,
no.
And second of all, you kept him from being dependent on it forever, which is
no,
cool.
Yeah,
it's much better for him to have his own normal rhythm. Well, the good thing, the thing I'm hearing, more verbal in an appropriate way, less hyperactive, engaging in more social activities. Like we're going to call that the swim team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else are we hearing? Sleeping better. Mm-hmm. That's all good stuff. Just got more to work on.
The swim team this summer.
All right, that's great.
Yeah, there's a summer, it's like 6 weeks, it's not much, but...
It's great.
Just to get him on there.
Yeah.
And then the physical activity of the swimming is actually very important for his brain, too, because it's basically a crawling pattern. I mean, you're basically crawling in the water is what you're doing when you're swimming,
yeah,
and that's fantastic for him.
We saw a huge difference. We were down in Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
For fall break,
mm-hmm.
And he swam two or three, 4 hours a day.
Wow.
In the pool, in and out, you know, constantly.
Going to the ocean.
Oh,
the pool.
So another difference. Improved talking then,
yep.
Just during that 1 week was just unreal.
And that's why you should let him keep doing that. That's what I was just telling you about that. Because that's what we call that swimming motion is kind of what we call a pattern generator motion. It's just kind of a developmental thing. It's very good for him. It's very good stuff.